Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director, and this is the Daily DC. Thanks so much for listening. Today we're coming at you from Manchester, New Hampshire, where CNN is hosting five consecutive presidential town halls tonight in prime time. Check it out starting at 7 p.m. Eastern. First up, Amy Klobuchar, Senator Elizabeth Warren, Senator Bernie Sanders, Senator Kamala Harris, and Mayor Pete Buttigieg. From 7 p.m. until midnight, you will see five back-to-back town halls with leading contenders for the Democratic presidential nomination. You won't want to miss it. One of those contenders chose today to roll out what may be the most aggressive, ambitious policy proposal of the campaign to date, and that is Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. She unveiled this morning, before a town hall that will have college students as its audience, her plan to eradicate student debt and make college universally free for those that want to attend two-year or four-year public schools. It's a hefty plan in terms of price, no doubt. We'll get to that in a moment. But I just want to lay out some of the specifics in the plan for you, just so that you can get a sense of the scope of it. Warren's plan would forgive $50,000 in student loans for Americans in households earning less than $100,000 a year. So according to a Warren campaign analysis of what this would amount to, it would provide immediate relief to more than 95% of the 45 million Americans with student debt. Now, not all of those 45 million would get 100% relief. They may owe more than $50,000, A. B, they may not be all in households earning less than $100,000, and therefore the amount that's available to them would be less, because it is clearly a policy proposal that is aimed and targeted to the middle class, and as well as trying to target African-American and Latino communities, the Warren campaign says was a key part of the policy development. The campaign estimates that this proposal, and by the way, that's just the debt relief side of it, the eradication of debt side of it. There is also the piece that she is proposing to make two or four-year public schools free, tuition-free and fees. Expenses like books and room and board, what have you, the notion of making college free. Again, public college. Now, remember, Bernie Sanders, one of Elizabeth Warren's competitors, has been touting free public college for years. But you can see in this role that Elizabeth Warren has played throughout this nomination season as sort of the policy wonk trying to really drive attention to her campaign by proposing bold progressive policies. And here, I think it is quite clear, she's trying to one-up Bernie Sanders a bit, sort of put more skin in the game, if you will. So this price tag for the Warren plan would be $1.25 trillion over 10 years, according to a campaign estimate. How does she pay for that? Well, that is through her ultra-millionaires and billionaire tax. You recall a couple months ago, Elizabeth Warren rolled out her plan to tax wealth over $50 million, that there would be a 2% tax on wealth over $50 million. And then in addition to that, there would be a 3% tax on wealth over $1 billion. So her point is that ultra-wealth tax is targeted to a very small universe of Americans. Now, they are the universe that Elizabeth Warren would argue gets all the benefits of the president's tax bill and what have you. But that those ultra-millionaires and billionaires, by just having a 2% or 3% tax on their wealth, would pay for student loan forgiveness, some part of student loan forgiveness, for 45 million Americans who have that. So that's how she plans to pay for it. Now, remember, Elizabeth Warren had also rolled out a plan for universal child care. That, too, was going to be paid for out of the revenues that she would get from this ultra-millionaires and billionaires tax. Now, Yes, you can look at the cost side of this and say that kind of tax on the wealthy may not make its way through Congress, especially if the Congress looks in the first year of a potential Warren term the way it does now with a Senate controlled by the Republicans. But I think what is more pertinent to what Warren is doing here is trying to differentiate from Sanders. In the context of a Democratic nomination fight, none of her competitors are going to really argue with her that it's too expensive and unaffordable or the wrong kind of investment. Some may argue it's too much too fast. And I think you've heard Amy Klobuchar, Pete Buttigieg not embrace this notion of free college. Buttigieg talks about tying some of this to a national service requirement. But I do think there is that more moderate Democrat view of the party can't just be offering free things to Americans. But I'm not sure that that's going to diminish what I anticipate is going to be a pretty popular proposal. Much like healthcare, student debt and college affordability has been a front and center issue in this campaign. Every time candidates are out on the trail in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Nevada, as well as the other states, but in those early states where they're holding town halls and taking constant questions from voters, this issue of student debt and college affordability, this does come up time and time again. Certainly far more so than the Mueller report. This is an issue, and Warren is smart to seize on it because it is likely to be a potentially very popular proposal. Now, whether or not the cost feasibility of it diminishes its popularity among Democratic primary voters, we'll see. Like I said, I think some Democrats are going to be hard-pressed to make that the argument against it. But we'll start seeing how the rest of the field responds. Once again, Elizabeth Warren is making her way as sort of the pace car on policy in this battle for the Democratic nomination. You know, since Bernie Sanders is a front runner in this race and consumes a lot of the oxygen in that left wing progressive side of the party, Warren has a mission to sort of break through that and peel some of that support off from Sanders, because some of his supporters might find Warren to be a natural home if Sanders were not there. And you see how she's trying to do that by sort of bolder initiatives, trying to sort of out progressive Sanders in this race in many ways. And whether or not that will be successful, we shall see. It obviously isn't showing up in the polls yet for Warren, but it is clearly how she sees her path to the nomination. I think it's actually one of the clearest strategies. Again, whether it's successful or not, we'll see. But I think it's one of the clearest strategies on display day in and day out across these 19 candidates that are in the Democratic nomination race. So you can read a lot more at CNN.com. My colleague MJ Lee has reported out every detail of Warren's universal free college and student debt relief program. But I urge you all to tune in tonight to the CNN town halls. Again, it's before student body, if you will. It is going to be lots of students and young people where this is sort of issue number one in many ways for them. And I would be surprised if all the candidates didn't sort of have to address it and deal with the news today of again, Elizabeth Warren setting the pace on it. That does it for this edition of the Daily DC. Thank you all so much for listening. Hope you'll tune in again right here tomorrow.